This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The quick answer to the whole Facebook thing for a whole lot of people is that users should just delete their accounts, right? And we have seen that approach work before. Delete Uber is what I'm thinking of, which is easy when Lyft is basically the next app over, right? Just a thumb smash away. But for Facebook's 2 billion some odd users, there is nothing quite like it yet. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Like a lot of people, Jody Marvel had been using Facebook less recently to escape the social media bubble. She's a math and economics tutor in Boise, Idaho. Then she read about Cambridge Analytica.
And I was just really shocked and angry.
So this morning, Marvel downloaded all of her posts and pictures and deleted her account.
I want to send them a message just telling them that this is not acceptable.
Stefan Matanovitz, a lawyer in Philadelphia, quit Facebook a month ago after advising his clients to steer clear of it. He plans to delete Facebook-owned Instagram next.
Ultimately, it came down to, am I going to eat my own dog food? And the answer for me was yes.
That might mean missing out on invitations or local events. Many others say Facebook is too important for their business or for staying in touch with distant relatives. Cheryl Katzen, a librarian in D.C., is torn. When Hurricane Harvey flooded Houston last summer, a message she posted on Facebook led to the rescue of her elderly parents.
It's moments like that where if I could have kissed Mark Zuckerberg, I would have.
Alessandro Acquisti studies the economics of privacy at Carnegie Mellon. He says when you delete Facebook, you're not just deleting your profile.
You're also saying goodbye to all the accumulated value you derive from interacting with other people on the network.
Jody Marvel, who quit Facebook this morning, hopes if enough people join her, a viable and more responsible alternative will take its place. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.